Well, today we're going to visit with three students from the CAM School District. Ethan Arp, Whitney Holliday, Jeremy Cupp are with us, and they are part of the CAM Digital Media class, and they have actually put together an app for the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. So we want to talk a little bit about that. So good morning to all of you. Ethan, I want to start with you a little bit. Talk about the beginnings of this. How did this all come about in the first place?
Well, we all kind of had an open slot for a project that we could do. So Mrs. Miller kind of gave us the idea if we wanted to start this for the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. And at first we were kind of like a little anxious, not very sure what we would even do, but we all agreed. And from there, we just started getting to work, and it's been uphill since.
So I'm guessing you've never done anything like this before?
No, not even close.
Well, then how in the world do you get started?
A little bit of research. A good friend of Whitney's helped us from the beginning, too, so that helped out a lot. But, yeah, we mostly just had to research and figure out how to start and how to keep going forward.
Whitney, talk about your role in this. You've never done anything like this before either, right? So this was all new to you.
Yeah, it was a very big learning curve. Mrs. Miller came to me and was like, do you want to do this? I had no idea what I was in for, but I had a really good team with Ethan and Jeremy. We worked really well together. Like he said, we started researching. My friend came in who's kind of like a coding and website design kind of person, and he just kind of worked through with told us some of the obstacles we would probably face and just kind of gave us a running start.
Sure. What was the biggest obstacle getting started? Just figuring out exactly what you were going to do and how you were going to get there?
Yeah, the biggest obstacle would probably be, like, when we were starting it, we didn't know, like, what software we wanted to use, and some softwares require coding, and we don't know how to do that, so we had to come up and research and figure out which one would be easiest to work with.
Sure. Okay, Jeremy, you're going to develop an app. You've never done this before. Quick, what are your first thoughts?
How do I get past coding? Definitely that pause in the beginning says the most about my first thoughts. It's just like overwhelming at first. But then the first real question we were really able to ask is, we know this requires a lot of like technical knowledge, but there's probably also ways to get around that. What are those ways? And thankfully we ended up finding a website called AppyPie, still love that name, where we were able to get past any coding, and it was a lot more simple than any of that while still letting us do a lot of the things that we wanted. And we tried out a few other websites, but AppyPie just ended up being the one that we settled on, and it's worked good for us since.
Right. Aside from all the technical stuff, learning how to actually technically put it all together, did you have to spend a lot of time talking and discussing to figure out, okay, you're going to have an app. What's going to be on it? What do you want it to do?
We definitely had to do a lot of that because originally the Chamber of Commerce sent us a list of what they wanted on it, but that list was unrealistically long. They didn't even expect us to have everything on that list on the app. And so we had to narrow down what was easiest, what was most important, what was even practical, because some of it was like being able to send a kind of email through the app, where instead it's just more practical to put their email addresses and have them be able to use Gmail by itself instead of putting something entirely new in the app. So we definitely had to do a lot of narrowing down of what to put in. I believe we ended up with less than half the stuff that was on the original list.
So it was kind of a learning experience for them then too into what can and can't be done.
Yeah, and at the very least what was practical and what ways there were to work around things. So it was definitely a little bit of learning for them too.
It's an opportunity to work on a project, though, where you also have a customer who is either going to be pleased or not pleased with the finished product. So is that something that you guys were constantly discussing while you were working through this project?
Yeah, I would say there was definitely a little pressure at first, especially before we met Bailey Smith, who is the person who actually wanted us to do this. It helped a lot at first that she was pretty easy to please when it came to the app. She was very easygoing, so it helped a lot after that, knowing that she wasn't going to be super hard on us, but it definitely was a new kind of pressure than normal school, having someone that you actually needed to do good for, or else stuff like this wouldn't be an opportunity again.
Sure, Sure. You know, anytime you set out to do a big project like that, I guess one of the first things you do is you kind of lay out a guideline, a timeline of, okay, we need to be here by this date and here by this date, and this is where we want to get it finished up. Whitney, you guys came in not really knowing a lot of where you were supposed to be starting and where finishing was, so was it difficult to kind of keep on target and to figure out exactly where and when?
Oh, definitely. It was, Mrs. Miller did a really good job of like having us set, well, we're going to meet with Ms. Smith on this day, and we're going to try to get this part done by this time. And so Mrs. Miller helped a lot, like scheduling wise, but most of the time it was just working as fast as we could, getting everything we could done in the best quality.
Okay. What was the best part about this for you? What did you get most out of doing this?
I think I got the most out of working well with other people and technologically expanding my knowledge.
Okay. Ethan, what are you most proud of when you take a look at the finished product?
Just knowing that I made something that hopefully many, many, many people will be able to use for their convenience.
Sure. Did you look at it that way when you were designing it too? Did you look at it from the other end, from the user end?
At first I didn't personally. I mean, it just felt like another assignment, but the more that I got into it, the more I started to realize, it's like bigger than me. And, I just want to make something that helps other people.
Sure. Well, there are a lot of folks out there like me listening right now going, I wouldn't even know where to start to do something like this. I'm not even sure what an app is and how it works and stuff. I have no idea. I just click it and it happens. I have no idea.
Yeah.
You were further along than that, or were you there too when you started?
I was exactly there too. I mean, yeah, it's something I use a lot every day. Right. But, you know, when you're using it, you don't think, how did this even get made or start? But... yeah, now that when I use it, it just is kind of funny to like just think about how like this started or even what even made it happen.
Yeah, you don't think much about the back end of that kind of stuff and how it all functions and whatever, but now you're an old pro.
Yeah.
Will you do this again?
I plan on taking this class next year, so I'm not sure if I'll do anything with an app again, but I plan to do something technological next year, hopefully.
Sure. Whitney, how about you? Is this a project you'd like to dive into again sometime?
Digital media class, again, definitely I enjoyed it. A lot of opportunities that other classes don't get. I would like to do something more technological, like we just got a drone that I hope to use. But app specifically, I can definitely say I know how to use it. And if someone needs another app, I'd probably step up and be able to help with that.
Yeah. So what they're saying then, Jeremy, is the digital media class has all the cool toys.
Oh, easily. This has been easily the class we've gotten the most interesting stuff to work with, and it's so amazing because you get access to so many things you never would have gotten in a normal classroom. And just that drone, it shows so much of the fact that we get so many educational opportunities that aren't normally in other classes, not just through technology like the drone, but also through an actual business atmosphere, which has been very helpful. That's probably the part of the class that I've enjoyed most.
Yeah. Stand back, though, and think about it for a second with regard to developing that app. Most classes you go into, you have a teacher who has a degree teaching that subject matter, so you have somebody to fall back on that can always show you the way. Not so much with this project, right? You guys kind of really started from scratch with all due respect to Mrs. Miller, without a lot of technical help.
Yeah, it was, thankfully Whitney had that friend that really helped us early on. That was probably the most guidance I would say we had. Other than that, we just kind of had to find our own path through it and hopefully come out the other end of it with a good product. And I think we did decently well.
You bet. Now, Whitney, this is a product that a lot of people are going to use, right?
Hopefully, yes. RagBri this summer is coming through Atlantic, and we have a special feature on the app that can help the RagBri people and just tourists in general. So we're hoping that through RagBri this summer, it can really launch off.
Okay. So yeah, that's the thing. This isn't just a project that you did to get a grade on in class. This is a project that's going to affect thousands of people because hopefully thousands of people will be using this.
Yeah, for sure. Like I said earlier, at first I just saw it as a project, but now it's like, hopefully many people are using this and just makes their daily life easier.
Sure. Well, it's going to come online here real quick. And so folks can just go into their App Store or the Google Play Store, and they can go ahead and find that and just download it and then start exploring.
Yeah, it should be on an App Store, no matter if you have an Android or an iPhone.
Okay, very good. Well, look forward to it. Ethan, Whitney, Jeremy, thank you so much. It sounds like you had fun with that project. We look forward to seeing the finished product here real soon.